Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the third season of Woman, Conversations for the Curious. I'm Amy Crawford, founder and curator of the holistic ingredient brand and lifestyle store, tailored exclusively for women. This podcast series is dedicated to women seeking to enrich their lives with every drop of zest. I'm deeply passionate about fostering more comfort, confidence, and joy as we explore the multifaceted world of womanhood together. Today's episode is brought to you by my best-selling raw organic maca powder, a blend of red, yellow, and black maca, sustainably sourced from the mountains of Peru. Maca has been used traditionally to naturally balance hormones, boost mood, promote stamina, build libido, and foster greater energy. You can add this delicious multi-flavored powder to your muesli, porridge, smoothie, bliss balls, or hot choc. Available now via my website, theholisticingredient.com. It really does feel so good to be back. Now, if you're a long-time listener, you may already know that it has been about a year since my last episode, and far out has a lot happened since. I'd anticipated that the pause would last about 3 months, not 12, so thank you for your patience. So to my old and new listeners, I'd love to start by explaining a little about my journey over the last 12 months. Some of you will be across it to a degree, but I want to share what's happened in my personal and working life since March 23, when the podcast was put on hold, because this will provide a bit more context around what's to come in this podcast series, which will continue to focus on all manners of topics that relate to women in midlife and beyond. Now, just a little heads up, you will probably need to bear with me as I get through this particular episode, because I don't know that I'll get through it unscathed. Anyway, let's see how we go. So the podcast was paused initially to enable me to invest my energy into building what is a new website and create a beautiful range of holistic lifestyle and wellness products for women. Now, this was on the back of a range of blends, marine collagen, daily greens and maca blends that I launched a couple of years ago. I have absolutely loved that journey and decided, well, really felt that building out this store to become what I hope will be a one-stop shop for women, for health, their own health and happiness. It really felt like a very exciting direction for me. Now, this was a significant job and probably unsurprisingly required a huge financial outlay, time, but also energy investment. So for those that don't understand the first thing about setting up a new online store, it requires not only purchasing the full range of products you choose to stock up front, but for a small business like mine, it also requires the photography of every single product, product descriptions written for every single product, and everything from frequently asked questions that you might ask, terms and conditions, shipping information, and on it goes. So with the launch date of the store being July 23, there was just no hitting another pause button. So once I'd invested in the entire range, which many of you know was stored under my bed and stacked to the rafters of my home, I was literally sitting on an entire store of stock for about 3 months. Stock that I really needed to sell, whatever happened next. Now, not long after making the decision to pause the podcast and after lengthy conversations with one of my incredibly impactful podcast guests, Sarah Tynan, her two episodes are coming up soon, I made one of the biggest and most difficult decisions of my career and decided to close my decade-long therapy practice, which was really how the holistic ingredient was born. As lots of you know, I worked with children as an EFT practitioner for a long time, but also delivered a two-hour, what was called CTC therapy session that changed my own life about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and then proceeded, I believe, to change the lives of many. Now, I'm going to share more about this decision-making process through that two-part conversation with Sarah. But in hindsight, I feel that I was really universally supported in that decision at that moment, because there was just no way that I was going to be able to hold the space for clients during what became an utterly ghastly and really challenging 6 months ahead. So somewhat traumatically, the universe really did have other things in store. And one Wednesday in May, Dad called to let us kids know that Mum had collapsed and gone to hospital. Now, Dad, since his retirement, which was about 7 years ago now, had become Mum's full-time carer. She miraculously survived brain tumours and thyroid cancer over a decade ago. And towards the end of that time, had required full-time care, and Dad's considerable effort in this department amazed everybody. As an 82-year-old man, the sheer amount of effort he went to sustain Mum and to support Mum was seriously admirable. Now, 3 days after he let us know that Mum had collapsed, Dad sent his kids a text, feeling it the easiest way to explain his latest update, which was that he'd been diagnosed with a huge tumour pressing into his heart and lungs. One oncologist gave him 0% chance of a cure, the other gave him 10%, and my dad, out of sheer determination to follow through with the commitment he'd made to my dear Mum on their wedding day 56 years prior, which was to care for and support her until their dying day, chose the 10% option and proceeded with chemo and radio. Mum never returned home and is now safely ensconced in a nursing home. Dad died under huge suffering 6 months later due to a whole host of dreadful complications associated with other things alongside the cancer. Now, during his 6 month decline, I proceeded to make fortnightly and eventually weekly trips from Melbourne to Launceston, and somehow managed to find the strength and capacity I needed to do that whilst also launch my new store and share it with you all. I would like to make mention here of the many, many kind comments of support I received during this time, that I should slow down because work can wait and family's priority and it's what matters most. And you know, most of this is true, but what I have learned under great sufferance is life just doesn't wait. Mortgages don't wait. The bills certainly don't wait. Stock sitting under my bed isn't really happy about waiting. And many of the things I know to be true about my dad is that I would be incurring his wrath if I put my career and financial stability on hold for his departure. So, you know, one of the toughest things about death, in my experience, is that life just doesn't wait for you to process the anticipation of it, nor the finality of it. Since Dad's death in September 23, I've been understandably grieving, and there's so much to share about that part of my journey with both anticipatory grief and also the huge loss. And I've neither had the energy nor headspace or emotional capacity to put into words what I've experienced over the last year. And I know many of you listening will understand this. But the wisdom of life has taught me to trust that when something feels like it's the right time, you'll just know. And so here I am, back in the podcast seat, ready to start sharing for the good, I hope, of us all, and a little selfishly perhaps as a means for me to process my new chapter as a daughter without a living dad. All of this being said, my intention is to continue to bring to you a series of episodes that relate to the journey of women in midlife and beyond, especially those tricky parts of our journey that are seldom talked about. None of us get through life without the experience of losing a parent. None of us can avoid menopause, and many of us battle through its many ongoing symptoms. All of us are required to make huge life-changing decisions and often need a guiding light to help us with that. And all of us are changing and transforming as we age. And this, of course, requires a gentle slowing and shift in priorities, which in itself, in my experience, can be really overwhelming and often very lonely. And finally, I'd just like to say that I'm really thankful that you're here to share in these conversations with me. I hope the words land where they need and support you to navigate the trickier times and, of course, the immensely joyful and exciting times we all experience too. As always, if you enjoy the series and feel so inclined, I'd be so very grateful if you could take a minute to rate and review the podcast as you listen along. This helps the conversation gain traction, and and enables me to get these conversations into more ears near and far. As always, thanks for being here. Stay curious.